This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, thank you very much, technical producer. We are back on this side, and we're still continuing with the program right here, Student Center at MUT, where the EDH and APSA Innovation Challenge is taking place. The launch, actually, today is taking place, and we got different people from different companies, different departments. We got APSA, we got EDHE, we also got Universities of South Africa. Well, speaking of universities, South Africa, we do have the director and entrepreneurship of University of South Africa, Dr. Edwel Kumbo, who was a speaker. Hopefully you heard him. He was up there talking. So, but I think he's going to highlight some of his key points that he was talking about on stage. But right now, we're just going to quickly welcome him on the show. Dr. Kumbo, welcome to MUT Radio.
Yes, thank you so much, and good afternoon to all the listeners.
Yes, so can you tell us more before we get into what is happening today? Can you please tell us more about University of South Africa? What do they do?
Okay, thank you so much. So Universities South Africa, USAF, is a membership organization that represents all the 26 public universities in the country. And under Universities South Africa, there is a special program called EDHE, Entrepreneurship Development in Higher Education, that supports, enables the development of entrepreneurs within our universities.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kumbo. So we'll just jump straight into it. So today we are launching the EDHE APSA Innovation Challenges. So can you briefly outline to us why this Innovation Challenge is such a critical initiative for South African universities right now?
Thank you so much. So I think firstly, we need to understand what university students have access to. University students have access to knowledge. And that knowledge is then used in creating solutions to the challenges that students and the society is faced with. So this innovation challenge seeks then to identify the innovative ideas that have been, you know, validated to a certain extent, to say, let's enable and support, develop these innovations that are coming from these students that are at our universities with so much energy. And the energy is not just physical, but even that intellectual energy. We want to tap into that to create solutions and products that will transform our communities.
Thank you, baby. So this initiative also involved like 26 public universities of South Africa. So if I may ask, how do you ensure that all these universities are equally supported and represented in this in national entrepreneurship drive?
Yeah, thank you so much. So this initiative, the Innovation Challenge, is not only currently registered students, but those who graduated within the last 3 years. So we also looking at getting applications from alumni, and they will apply through their universities. Universities will be able to know, they know you as a student. Yes. If you've graduated, they know, and then they will then, identify that list, and they'll submit the list to us. And then we will go through the screening process to identify those with the initiatives that we want to take forward. And it's not just about the prize money, but it's about providing the support that these innovators have.
Yes. When you started this initiative, was it a way maybe to bridge the gap between unemployment? So you created this program so you can create a job opportunity?
Exactly. What are the youth faced with? Unemployment. Yes. And it's not just general unemployment. Even graduates, you come to your universities, you graduate, you walk through the graduation hall, you are caped, and then you go back and sit at home. But we're saying you've got the knowledge that can help you create solutions. And through those solutions, then we are saying, let's help you. Let's support you. Let's enable you to create your own employment as well as employment of the others.
Yeah, thank you very much. So before I let you go, so the launch is happening right here at MUT. So any motivation behind the launch being here at UMLAS?
No, thank you so much. It was a strategic move that we come and launch this program here at Umlazi. Why? Because firstly, the majority of the young people come from Elokshin, you know, Ekasi. And then we don't want then to be seen to be launching this in your historically advantaged institutions where people will think that innovation into yase Sandton, into yase Cape Town, into yase Joburg kuphela. No, we want to open it to say innovation knows no boundary. Your foundation, your background does not determine the extent in which you can be innovative. Actually, to the contrary, we say, actually, those coming from less privileged backgrounds are supposed to actually drive innovation more to, because they have many problems. And innovation is actually an innovative way or another way of actually solving the challenges that one is faced with. So coming to MUT, we want to say, when you identify with you, we're taking it to your place, to Ekasi, to show you that Kasi kids can actually come up with something tangible. And we take this innovation, not just to Ekasi only, Umlazi, but it's from Umlazi to the whole country and to the world eventually.
That is nice. And shout out to all the kids, Ekasi. Thank you very much, Dr. Kumbo. But also before I let you go, I heard something about their prizes here. Is there something like that or is this a secret? Because there's a grand prize.
There's no secret. There's no secret. There is a prize money, definitely. Maybe let me break it down how the competition will work. So entries are going to come through the universities. And then we're going to select and screen top 20. We're going to take the top 20 to an incubation program. Bootcamp and incubation. Capacitate how to present, how to create a slide deck. And then the 20 will then compete for the final grand prize of R500,000, 500,000 cash to the winning student. And it's not only the 500,000 only, but we'll have the top five. The top five are going to have a share of R1,050,000. That's the cash that is going to be injected into the businesses of the top five students.
Yo, that is a lot of money, but it's for a good cause. Dr. Edward, thank you very much for joining us on MUT, and we wish you all the best with this initiative. And also, congratulations in advance to the students who is going to walk away with these prize monies. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
No, it's my pleasure.
Yes. That was with Dr. Edward Kumbo, who is the Director of Entrepreneurship at University of South Africa, joining us live right here on MUT Radio. But we're quickly going to jump.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.